call the regular meeting of the Kermit's Board of Education to order on Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 at 6 p.m.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandaw here. Gravy, excuse. Cherry.
Here.
Idlewild.
Here.
Hanson.
Here.
Deschain.
Here.
Siebert.
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, June 18th, 2025. General fund vouchers, ACH 242500, 229 through 242500252 for $23,210.10. Check numbers 109330 through 109475 for $402,909.59. Wire transfers 202400081 through 202400087 for $265,264.50. Total is $691,384.19.
Motion by Lyle.
I second.
Second by Caitlin.
Caitlin.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, public input. Tonight, you get one shot. Each person gets one time to speak. There won't be additional times, and every person is allowed their 3 minutes. Got your timer set?
I got it.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Ready. All right, public input. Yeah, please, yeah, stand and state your name.
Yeah, I'll start. Just a past board member stopped my daughter after the last board meeting and asked for specific cases and instances of abuse. This was completely inappropriate, by the way, but here are some of them. She came home crying weakly.
We can't hear you.
Here are some of the facts why she was crying. She was demeaned and called uncoachable. You know what? I would also be upset like she was if I was a pre-sport athlete, president of my class, and a leader that other girls looked up to, and I was told during practice this year that it was mandatory that we high-five one of the players because the coach didn't do the others like their team. I would also be upset if practice was stopped, and I was told not only to cheer for her when she shoots free throws because the coach didn't think the other players like her enough. This is not about playing time. It's never been about playing time. I'm sick of people using that as an excuse. Stop it. This is about the mistreatment of girls. This team had no issues playing together until this year. We played together in middle school and elementary school. What's the one difference? The coach. He was a completely different person this year. Some people can coach their own kids, some can't. WIAA guidelines state that each student athlete should be treated with the utmost respect, and their welfare should be considered in the decisions by the coach at all times. That did not happen last year, and it did not happen repeatedly. Mandated high fives, mandated cheering, calling girls uncoachable, and having girls leave the practice court because of mistreatment is not treating them with the utmost respect. The welfare of only one player was considered in all coaching decisions. This is called tunnel vision. We don't need the survey results anymore. We know what the girls were going to say. If the coach truly used the surveys for self-reflection, he would have resigned. The coach knew this was going sideways last year, but chose to do nothing. That's why an improvement plan that our administration is going to present to you tonight is not going to work. If this coach has his contract renewed tonight, half the team will not go up next year. What does that tell us? This is not working. I hope that you do what is in the best interest of our female student athletes. These girls need you to make the right decision. Not the decision that's the easiest for administration, but the decision that protects the mental health and well-being of these young girls. Tonight represents a big moment in the lives of these young girls. Choose the high road. Don't be voting in closed session. Make sure your vote is what is right for these girls sitting right here.
Mike Freiball. When I asked the so-called girl that we're talking about here, I asked about retaliation, because she talked about retaliation. I've heard about retaliation over and over and over for months. And to this day, no proof, no complaints, no retaliation has ever been proven or brought forward. If there's retaliation being taken against people, I would like to know about it. I'm sure the board would like to know about it, and I'm sure people would like to know about it. That's what I asked about. And I couldn't. I was not told anything. I was not given any dates, times. I did not pursue her any further. Simply asked if I could ask her a question. She said yes. I asked if she knew what retaliation is. She didn't answer me. I asked if she had been retaliated in school, because that's the comment that was made. Got no question, I got no answer, and that was the end of the conversation. I go to Jill Volleyball League every Monday night. I've had interaction with this same person. Never have treated her any differently. Never have treated her badly. Never had talked bad about her, along with one of the other girls that was at the same meeting. If there's retaliation, we all want to know about it. This has been 4 or 5 months now. This is being dragged on over and over. There were threats at the last board meeting to our attorney, which is not okay. This is going on too far. This needs to end. And the only way to end this is either she'll approve or it's a bunch of lies. Thank you.
Damon Roman, I was there. It was pretty disgusting. This is something you guys know in the trip for 8 years. I'd like to respond to the letter to the editor that contains many factual errors. One, I spoke with the coach 8 years ago when my daughter had issues with him. After I spoke to him and the athletic director, both of my girls, both coaches, his and his wife, told my daughter they should go back to JV, they'll never play. His spouse, who's also a teacher of my children, then violated my son, who's autistic's IEP, first week of school. I filed complaints immediately on all of us. I was told by a superintendent that some of them were found. I then offered to sit down with this coach again after the board meeting where his two assistant coaches so eloquently asked us all to talk. I even threw out a carrot and said I felt he had been mistreated on one area and that I'd like to apologize if he was treated that way on that, but wanted to explain why he should step down. I have the emails. I've repeatedly offered to provide them from the superintendent showing that she tells me he refused to meet with me. He would not sit down and talk. And I will provide you that email any of you want to see it. So it's simply untrue. We didn't file complaints. There's records. It's untrue that I did not offer to sit down with him. It's untrue that when my daughter went through it, that I did not talk to him on the phone. Now, I tried repeatedly to bring up the retaliation. I'd like to mention some of it. I mentioned one at the last board meeting. We repeatedly signed up for concession spots. Because of Wisconsin's weather, they constantly got canceled. We repeatedly reached out to the head of the volunteers, my wife and I. She ignored all of our comments, but did attack us over the school board online and refused to help us. I couldn't get any help. I've had multiple teachers when I went to practice to check on my daughter after I complained. He pulled all the assistant coaches to the corner. He kept pointing at me in front of all the girls and whispering. My daughter burst into tears, begged me to leave the practice, said it was unbearable for her. That was another recommendation from his assistant coach to solve the issue, for us parents to go to the practice. Well, I did try that, and it made things worse for my daughter. 8 years my kids have not been able to play basketball, and they've loved basketball. The school is great. Most teachers are great. I've had over 40 coaches for my kids. I complained about one. and it's not taken serious. And we're constantly told there's no complaints, even though people know there are. I have some of the record. It's simply not true, and they will not sit down and talk, nor negotiate. All we wanted was additional training for the coaches. That was my initial ask. Please train them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justin Hoosier. Our superintendent is simply not protecting our children. This is blatant and obvious to all those who have had to bring accountability issues to her table. She did not protect my child, and unless something drastic is done, she will not protect your son or daughter if needed, when it is needed the most. Imagine a female minor in a closed-door classroom with two male adult superiors and being screamed at and chastised for over 10 minutes with multiple employee handbook and WIAA violations happening behind the closed door. To our administrator's disappointment, it would later be revealed to her that the entire egregious act was captured on audio. Despite the concrete evidence of our superintendent did nothing, absolutely nothing, other than acknowledging that it has created some good dialogue. This is despicable. Our superintendent did not keep our girls' basketball players safe when she made the conscious effort to turn over anonymous surveys completed by the players to the alleged emotionally abusive coach. Not acceptable. Our superintendent did not keep our boys' basketball players safe when she allegedly provided no repercussions for a staff member or members that engaged and participated in a sexual gift exchange with high schoolers that featured artificial penises and other inappropriate gifts. I have multiple other examples where an administrator has turned a blind eye to perverse behavior, but I will spare some of them at this time. Based on past and present experiences, it is clear that our current administration is not in favor and will never be in favor of putting your child first. I would like to say that I do have something in common with our superintendent. We both like protecting people. I sacrificed my career for protecting my child, and in addition, your children, and protecting your rights as parents. I believe in protecting our children and preserving their innocence for as long as possible. In comparison, our superintendent likes protecting people too. The main difference is she likes protecting the Naughty Boys Club. She will protect a small group of people at the top over all other interests. The reason I believe she does this is for her own security and safety. But when you are at the top of the hierarchy, protecting the Naughty Boys Club over our children is simply not an option. It's disgusting. Maybe this is a result of having a superintendent that was installed and not hired. An installed administrator is more likely to be controlled by other groups of people, in my opinion. There's a famous line written in the best-selling book of all time. The line says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." In regards to this somewhat famous line, our administrator has failed our children in her duty of keeping them safe.
Uncharacteristic. I happen to be Miss Administrator's aunt. And how dare you sit here?
You're not allowed to talk to people face to face.
Well, you know what? I don't care.
To the board. Address the board. Address the board.
Okay, you know what? The reason why I don't have any children here anymore. I'm an outsider, but I do read the paper, and I can tell you the only reason why he's pissed is because he's a horrible teacher, and he lost his job, so he's making up a bunch of bullshit. If you lived here and you grew up here, you would know that the administrator went to school here. She's proud to be a Wolverine. She protects the children. She's a mother of boys. You're out of your friggin' mind. Period.
Hello, my name is Becky Erke. I'm the parent of two boys. One attends Griffiths Elementary School and the other attends Griffiths High School. Both are very involved in sports. And I'm here to ask the board to renew both Mr. Dorschner and Mr. Baumann's contracts. I have direct experience with both of these gentlemen in a coaching capacity. Others commenting and requesting you to non-renew their contracts have no direct experience with their coaching and are simply repeating things they maybe have heard. My oldest played on varsity basketball this last season. My husband and I met with Mr. Baumann regarding our concerns due to our son being a freshman and being pulled up to the varsity team. We were very pleased with the professionalism and insight Mr. Baumann gave us during our meeting, along with his coaching throughout the season. It's obvious he takes great pride in being the head basketball coach, which is evidenced by the the 8 conference championships he's led us to, the most any school in our conference has. This does not happen by chance, but by building a program, developing players, and by his dedication. This is why I'm asking you to renew his contract as head boys basketball coach. Mr. Dorscher has coached my son in middle school basketball, varsity baseball, and is also my son's homeroom teacher. As a coach, Mr. Dorscher devotes many hours to working with and developing these athletes, and I have nothing but positive feedback regarding his coaching. As far as his AD role goes, no other area school has received the opportunities and awards he has worked so hard to bring to our school. As you know, it's not in his contract to obtain these awards or go above and beyond, and yet he does. Others in this community may feel these awards are easily obtained, but if that's true, why aren't our neighboring districts getting these awards? Simply put, these recognitions don't fit their agenda, so these awards are meaningless in their eyes. I'm asking the board to see this witch hunt for what it is, a disgruntled former coach, who is also now a disgruntled former employee, stirring the pot and trying to drag everyone down because he's not getting his way, much the way a child acts when they're in fit. Show Mr. Ballman and Mr. Dorscher your support by renewing the contract. Thank you.
Sarah, I'm a parent of the community. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to everyone who sacrifices so much for the school district and acknowledge your dedication. To those unheard board members, I want to say we appreciate your efforts. I am here to voice the concerns of many in our community, particularly those who have gone unheard due to fear of retaliation, and there is retaliation, and for a sense of disillusionment, and hopefully provide some insight into how your actions or lack thereof are perceived by a large part of the community, which may be viewed as lack of concern or inadequate knowledge. My ultimate goal is the school district and the community to find a mutual path towards student outcomes. I propose a shift in dialogue from incident details to problem-solving discussions. It is essential to recognize that the issue at hand is not and never has been about playing time, but rather about addressing the underlying concerns that affect student access to sports. And some individuals, if you still believe that the chain of command has not been exhausted, then you are misinformed. This is about eliminating obstacles in the school culture that hinder student outcomes. No matter how uncomfortable the truth may be, it is essential to share information to build trust between the district and the community. Without open communication, transparency, action, and trust, you are not serving the community or the students effectively. As board members, you are elected officials and have a responsibility to serve the entire community, not just a select few. I ask you to consider appointing a student outcomes coach to initiate reform within the board. What next steps are you considering to improve student nutrition through whole foods instead of health-harming processed foods that save time? Is the board considering monthly listening sessions to gather positive feedback for ideas for improvement in the district? How are you going to improve equal access to sports for all student athletes? And are you creating an action plan for improving coaching? Have you considered providing mandatory board training to improve student outcomes and safe sport training for coaches? Are you working on a formal complaints process for the community that ensures not one more complaint disappears? Thank you for your attention here tonight, and please take note that the community would like to see some negotiation and action on these matters instead of the silence and lack of action you normally receive concerning our input. We want to trust your ability and commitment to our children. Please give us a reason to just do just that.
Thank you, Zielinski. I want to thank the board and the administration for saving the taxpayers' money and not commenting on personnel and HR things that most of us understand as adults. You cannot comment on what is being done with employees. You are saving us from big lawsuits by taking action behind closed doors. Let's hope your conversations behind closed doors start staying behind closed doors. I also want to say that I have many grandchildren, nieces, nephews in the school district, and I have no hesitation about any of our coaches. I'm girls, boys, our coaches are, in my opinion, top-notch. Do I agree with every coaching decision? Absolutely not. But the people themselves are top-notch, and I want you to consider that when renewing their contracts, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you speak a little bit louder? I know Chris won't be able to hear you. Bonnie, come fast before somebody else stands before you.
Like I said, it really bothers me with all this negative stuff going on in the papers. I'm really pleasantly surprised to see that our track team was recognized. Our volleyball team girls were recognized for their academic grades on the system, and it's good to see that. I would like to say our superintendent is a people person. I've been in a couple schools. I've never seen a superintendent in the morning greeting kids, not only up here at the high school, but at the grade school. They care about them. You people care as a board about your kids, your students. You walk a fine line. One misstep, you mess up. That's just normal in your type of job, especially when you have a public job. I want to commend the board. We do have a good board. We have good administrators. They're involved with the kids. They're trying to be positive with the kids. It bothers me. This really bothers me because I can see the issues. I can't do anything about the issues because the issues have to come together and solve their problems. The president of the school board also walks a fine line. You all do. You make one little mistake, push. We need to get together, commonality, good Christians. Let's get together. We need to solve this problem. We can't just be pointing fingers all the time. Yes, you do have your issues. You have them listed. I don't know what you're going to do to get that solved. But we've got to work together. Thank you. put me in the paper as a woman from the school district.
Okay. All right, number seven, correspondence recognition.
I just would like to recognize, with the onset of our referendum project beginning, our buildings and grounds staff have worked very closely with contractors to make sure that everything is clean and working well. So I'd just like to recognize that staff. It's above and beyond their usual. I'm sure we'll talk about tonight their summer cleaning schedules and stuff, but the coordination with the contractors has just added to all of their jobs, Tom and all of his crew. So I'd like to recognize them.
Awesome. Reports, committee reports, building, grounds, transportation.
Building and grounds met tonight. We're looking at the baseball field irrigation system, and the building and grounds committee recommends M&M irrigation and property maintenance for $24,600. And the baseball field landscaping, Beck's ornamental and turf management for $41,440. And we'll bring that to the board tonight.
Good. Administrative reports. Mrs. Robinson.
All right. The state legislature recently passed a new biennium budget much sooner than expected. The governor signed the budget July 1st, only one day past the deadline. While the budget does not increase the low revenue per pupil amount, it does have an increase for special education reimbursement and high-cost special ed needs. Our estimated state aid, though, has decreased significantly in the new budget. It's $450,000 less in state aid. Now, what that means is not that we are losing funding, but it means where the money is coming from is different. We're a low-aided district historically because our property values are so high. We recently have been gaining more and more state aid. So last year we received $1.7 million in state aid. This coming year it'll be $1.35 million. So it's decreased $450,000. Why that is significant is because that money has to come in, right? Like we get per pupil. That's going to fall on our taxpayers. That's going to come on tax bills. It's not a change to the referendum amount that's on there. It's not. It's coming on the backs of our taxpayers because of that state budget. Now, again, there are other increases in high-cost transportation aid, special education aid, high-cost special education aid. That money that comes from the state will increase, but our actual state aid per pupil. Our actual state aid will be decreased significantly. I mean, that's a significant decrease. It's 25% actually. So, again, the actual per pupil. I'm sure you'll remember that Governor Evers did a line item veto 2 years ago to make that increase at 325 for 400 years, and the Supreme Court struck that. The 325 is still in place, so the increase per pupil does go to that. The special education reimbursement has historically continued to drop, and so it's less than 30%. For last year's reimbursement will be up to 33%, so they are increasing that with hopes of getting up to 45% and even higher percent reimbursement. So again, there is money still coming in. Our per pupil will still come in, we still get it, but it's going to fall on the backs of our taxpayers. So I want to make that very, very well known that when those tax bills come out, and it looks like it's an increase on the school taxes, it's not because of the referendum, it is because of the state budget. That's what I got.
Fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Bauman, I assume you have his.
I have all the updates, not all of them, but okay, I have Mr. Bauman's. We have been busy in the high school office getting the preliminary work done for next year. We have updated bell schedules, reassigned committee members, put together new supervision schedules, and made changes to teacher and student handbooks. This calm before the storm period is a great chance to revisit policies and make sure everything is ordered before August 18th, when things will get much more hectic. And his second and last one, number two, I would like to take a few minutes to recognize our advanced placement teachers at the high school. Mr. Dorschner, who teaches AP Psychology, Mrs. Retza, who teaches AP Physics, Mr. Ott, who teaches AP Calculus and AP Pre-Calculus, Mrs. Pluker, who teaches AP English Language and Composition and AP English Literature and Composition, and Mr. Myers, who teaches AP Human Geography. Students who take these classes are able to earn free college credit as long as they score a 3 or higher on the final exam based on a 5-point scale. We recently received our score reports from the AP board, and the results were excellent. In the last 5 years, we have increased the number of students taking AP exams from 28 students taking 40 exams in 2021 to 45 students taking 97 exams in 2025. More than double the number of exams. Also, we have more than tripled the number of students who have earned a 3 or better to earn the college credit in the same span of time. 11 students scored a 3 or higher in 2021, while in 2025, 36 students scored a 3 or better. While all the teachers had excellent results this year, I would like to mention 3 teachers who had excellent results this last year. Mrs. Retza, who had 80% of her students score 3 or better in the AP Physics exam. Mr. Ott, who had 91% of his students score a 3 or better on the AP Pre-Calculus exam. And Mr. Myers, who in his first year of teaching AP Human Geography had 100% of his students score a 3 or better. All of our teachers who teach AP courses and dual credit classes should be commended for willingly taking on extra work it entails to help our students earn free credits for their post-secondary educations. That was wordy. but awesome.
Do you have Cam's report?
I sure do. All right, elementary report. Our new teacher in-service date is set for Tuesday, August 5th. New teachers will start their day at the high school, where they will go over district technology information and policies with Mr. Schramm. They will then spend the rest of their day at the elementary school with the elementary mentor team. The mentor team will make sure that new teachers know what is necessary so they can be confidently ready for the first day of school. Then throughout the year, new teachers will meet with the mentor team monthly. Summer school wrapped up on Friday, June 27th. We had approximately 145 students attend summer school. I received some positive feedback on the classes that were offered. Both teachers and parents seemed to like the way the new schedule was this year. Some of the fun classes offered were Space Camp, Legos, Under the Sea, and for older students, Krivitz Tank, which was a spin-off of the popular show Shark Tank. During this class, students invented new product ideas and had to present their ideas and convince others why they should buy their products. I would like to give a shout out to our custodial and maintenance crews who have been working hard to complete our summer cleaning. Carpets and windows are being washed, floors waxed, and classrooms and offices are being cleaned top to bottom.
All right.
Somebody
else
for a change?
Yeah.
Mr. White.
I don't have a microphone, so I'll try to talk loud here, but elementary renovations are ongoing and are progressing according to schedule. Some recent progress includes completion of approximately 50% of the new roof, initiation of new driveway construction at both the north and the south ends of the property, formation of curbs and gutters and sidewalks, and also the installation of some new outdoor lighting pedestals and their associated wiring. So that's going well. On July 15th, NASCO, one of our supply vendors, provided us a training session for our custodial staff. Some key topics that were covered were best practices in cleaning and sanitation, safe and effective use of chemicals, and efficient use and maintenance of cleaning equipment. The feedback was positive, with staff expressing an appreciation for the hands-on demonstrations and the practical tips and techniques that we shared. Our football field press box is now completed, with the exception of a few finishing touches, such as flooring, countertops, and interior wall coverings. Construction of the football field press box is nearly complete. As I said, installation of a new sound system is scheduled for next week, making the press box fully ready for the upcoming fall sports season. And lastly, as was already mentioned, our summer cleaning and maintenance crew has been working hard on cleaning the elementary school and high school. They all, however, experienced a temporary setback due to a significant roof leak that impacted several classrooms in the elementary. contracted a service company to carry out remediation efforts. Thanks to their prompt work, we are now back on schedule, and things at the high school, middle high school, the cleaning gear is progressing ahead of schedule. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Schramm.
Good evening. Wednesday, July 2nd, the administrative assistants and I performed the annual Skyward year-end procedures. Year-end is the process of rolling our Skyward student management system over to close out the past school year while making the necessary configuration changes to ensure the system is ready for the upcoming school year. Pleased to report, the process went smoothly without any issues or complications. All software will eventually experience a sunset or end-of-life phase where a company will no longer support the existing program and instead begin to support and direct resources towards replacement product. Skyward, which is both our student information and financial systems vendor, released and rolled out its replacement product over recent years. I had an introductory meeting this week with our Skyward representative to begin discussing the requirements and details for migrating the new software. The migration will be time and resource intensive, a project, as each of our two databases will take approximately 8 to 9 months to migrate from start to finish. At this time, we are tentatively planning to begin the migration process of our finance system in the fall of 2026 and our student records system in the summer of 2027. That's all I have.
Is that going to be a big increase in cost, too?
There is some cost. They haven't sent me the quote yet, but they said there is a fee for doing it.
Shocking.
Well, they don't do it for cheaper.
Yeah, no lie. All right, number six. Miss New Community Education Coordinator.
Hello, everyone. Since taking over the community ed supervisor position on June 8th, I've been exploring ways to expand and grow our community ed department. I met with both Lasky and Shawno's community ed teams and had them share what successful programs look like. It was very informative, and I can definitely see potential for our Cribbins community. I also met with Madison Renico, the director at the CYCC, to discuss future opportunities for collaboration. Currently, I am working on the details with Jay at the CYI facility for youth bowling. Additionally, I plan to meet with the Marinette County Elderly, Food Pantry, School Clothing Closet, Community Garden, WPTO, and others in the community to join efforts. We have 31 kids take swimming lessons in June. A large thank you to Christy Kapiski, Amber Grimuski, and Brooke Lesperance for chaperoning. There are two additional sessions of swim lessons in July, and we have 28 kids signed up for each session. We are also holding youth football camp as we speak, this week, for 3 nights. There are 65 kids attending from Cribbins, Volcano, Peshtigo, and Colton. A great job by Rob Manning and his coaches for their hard work and dedication to making this happen. There will be another summer dome class on Saturday, September 13th, the fall draft show on Saturday, September 27th, and a theater production in the spring. We are planning to have flag football again in the fall if we have enough coaches. I am currently working on that along with tumbling, gymnastics, and dance. Cheer and youth tackle football are set to start in the fall as usual. The following classes have confirmed instructors and will be scheduled in the near future: automotive maintenance, babysitting course and safe at home, bowling, cricket class, make and take painting class, guitar lessons, piano lessons, tech ed classes, and technology classes. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
Joy, can I have your notes?
You can.
I did, but that's okay.
Last but not least, Mr. Dorsner.
2024-25 spring sports season is in the books. Starting with our track team, our girls finished third in the conference meet, and our boys finished in second. We had 7 conference champions: Peyton Rayburg in the 100, Kaylee Polzine in the 200 and 400 meter, Kyla Becca in the pole vault. The girls' 400 meter relay team of Grace Doyen, Peyton Rayburg, Madeline Powells, and Kyla Becca. The boys' 1600 meter relay team of James Kane, Kat Wilkinson, Evan Orlando, and Carson Weiner. In regional competition at Surrey High School, the following were regional champs in their respective events: Peyton Rayburg in the 100, the 400 meter relay team of Grace Doyen, Peyton Rayburg, Madeline Powells, and Kyla Becca, who set a new school record. Kyla Becca also in the pole vault, Brayden Saleem in the pole vault, Carson Weiner in the 400, and also the 3200 meter relay team of Carson Weiner, James Kane, Evan Orlando, and Ben Brown, who also set a new school record. In the sectional meet, Kyla Becker qualified for state in in the pole vault, along with Brain Celine, who was the sectional champion in the pole vault, and then our 3,200 meter relay team of Carson Miner, James Kane, Evan Orlando, and Ben Brown set another school record, breaking their one from the previous week in the 4x8. Kyle Becca ended up scoring points at state for our track team at a 7th place finish in lacrosse. Congratulations on a great season, and to our coaches Glenn Trito, Billy Retza, and Scott Panache. In golf, despite having a team comprising of all underclassmen, Wolverines qualified for the WI Division III sectional meet at Golden Sands Golf Course in Cecil by placing 4th in the regional. Congratulations to Coach Jesse Milquitt and Rob Meyer on a successful season in golf. In softball, varsity team finished 15-10 overall, 8-2 in the MNO, which is good for 2nd place. They fell to Coleman in the WI Division IV regional semifinal. Earning all conference recognition for 2025 was Breckenott, honorable mention. Kai Brand was 2nd team. Eddie Freibold was also 2nd team. And earning 1st team recognition was Izzy Wozlowski at catcher and Isabel Schwartz at pitcher. Schwartz also eclipsed the 400 strikeout mark in her 4-year career. Congratulations to the team along with Coach Mike Tracy, Mike Freibold, and Alex Wozlowski for a great year. In baseball, varsity team finished 12-13 overall, 9-3 in the MNO, which was tied for 2nd place, and they fell to Crandon in the WI Division III regional. Earning all-conference recognition in the 2025 season was Tyler Winnie, an honorable mention. Jackson Schramm was 2nd team, and earning the 1st team was Colton Harkey, Pierce Bolanos, and Logan Marvin. I'd like to thank my assistants Scott Ivasovich, Jeff Brand, Arnold Grandel, and Jane Werner for their help this past season. In addition, this past June, our varsity volleyball team was recognized by the Wisconsin Volleyball Coaches Association for earning All-State Academic Team honors. To be eligible, the team must earn a cumulative year-long GPA of 3.4, and the Kurtz varsity volleyball team had an average of 3.903. So well done to our varsity volleyball players. Lastly, congratulations to our senior athletic award winners. Evan Orlando and Lucy Krajinski were named the Pete Panache Award winners for 2025. The American Legion Award winner for Brock Panache and Megan Pushek. The Wolverine Backers Award winners were Ben Brown and Abby Langer. The Wolverine Club Award winners were Megan Pushek, Lucy Krajinski, Evan Orlando, and Brock Panache. The Wolverine Sports Booster Award winners were Ben Brown, Abby Langer, Eric Corgan, Evan Kaufman, Leo Vandermus, Lucy Krajinski, Peyton Ott, Megan Pushek, Isaac Kerner, Nolan Pomeroy, Logan Marvin, and Isabel Schwartz. The Doug Caribou Coach of the Year Award for 2025 went to Glenn Trito. As Mr. White mentioned about the football press box, we are finishing up a few odds and ends, including the LED lighting, which they scheduled in 2 weeks from now instead of next week, Mr. White. I recently just got back from Verona for the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Executive Board Retreat. For the last 3 days, we spent time planning our 5-year strategic plan and also our member conference. And also this summer, been working on the online registration, having it changed with our school being taken over by Arbiter. We are having to transfer all our information to the Arbiter website, so we'll have some education to give out in terms of online athletic registration this coming fall season. That is all I got.
All right. Information discussion, elementary school student handbook changes.
With Mrs. Damon not here, it's on me to present the changes. Most changes are minor. Some additions, it specifically calls out in the handbook now band and music. So it is a state requirement that all 5K through 6th grade students have some form of music. And so there had been some confusion on why 5th and 6th graders, if they're not in band, have to take it. So that's why she put it right in the handbook, just to show that. Because some wanted to not do band and not do a music course, but that is a requirement. There were some changes under the cell phones and smartwatches. But otherwise, does anybody have questions on the handbook? Again, other minor changes.
All right, middle high school student handbook changes.
So I get to do Jeff Ballman's also. I will say it was brought to my attention. I didn't notice this, but when he changed the Board of Education members and their roles, he didn't change prefixes. So it says Mrs. Sunny Grazie and Mr. Caitlin Deshane, because he just put... So I will make sure that those, while he updated the names, he didn't update those. So I will make those updates. Again, other updates that he makes, he has a whole school calendar in there that obviously is updated annually. There was a change to, within the first 3 days of a semester, students are able to change classes. Graduation speakers going to the Laude system. It used to be the president and then the valedictorian, salutatorian, so it just calls out that the senior with the class president still, senior with the highest Laude score, and then the senior with the highest Laude score group selected by the faculty based on scholarship, leadership, service, and character are the...
Is this our first Laude class to graduate?
There is. So that is in there. I think that's all I remember seeing. Any questions on the middle high school handbook? First 3 days? Yeah, they were very little.
All right, see high school extracurricular activities code changes.
Mr. Dorschner, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, if you turn to page 16 of the code, just a couple things that are highlighted. This request came from Wolverine Sports Boosters. $250 fee that you get reimbursed. You work for slots and concession stands working well. However, we've run into a number of situations where there have been people that have signed up and then no show. So they're hoping that we can have some verbiage in there to have some team to try to force that a little bit. Because that's probably even more detrimental than not signing up at all. So banking on that help coming and then they don't show. So with the sign up genius, you can have automated reminders through your email and your text messaging. It's a pretty foolproof system. And so we get that sometimes, I didn't want to set necessarily a hard line on that because sometimes things do come up and happen, but more often times than not, it's kind of left upon those that did not show. So we want to add that. The bottom part there was safe sport training, and that will kind of lead into the coach's handbook as well. Beginning with the school year, it'll be supervised by coaches, the student athletes, and right as well. Training, session, that's part of the practice. Any questions with the additions?
Any questions? Anybody? All right, next, middle school extracurricular activities code changes.
I don't think I have any changes for next one. I thought for this year it would be 9-12 and then see how that goes.
Yes.
No questions on middle school? Anybody? All right, 2025-2026 coaches handbook.
Couple things. Number page 15. It's highlighted there. Coaches expected to respond in parent communication within 48 hours to receive the message. And we have transitioned to the use of using Sports U. Or all corporate activity communication. So there's a chat feature up there, and there's a message feature on there. Sports U has been a really good communication tool for our sports teams.
So one question, there's the part about the chain of command kind of part underneath there, where you wait 24 hours before approaching the coach, and then starts the appropriate steps. That's covered in the required extracurriculars meeting as well.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
On that sports view, Jeff,
what's that?
Is that going to be the only form of
communication? Our coach has been instructed to, we have our school calendar and we have, all the RC notifications, Arbiter school notifications for scheduled practices. But we also put those same practices and game schedules on Sports U. And then that's a site too that, you know, coaches communicate to the team and players and parents and whoever follows that team sees those notifications. So,
is that the only way of communication now, though?
Well, that would be, that's the goal of mine, that we want to have that exclusively to Cindy's paper trail. So. And then page five. State sport training with the start of the 25-26 school year. Each coach in every program in grades 9 through 12 will pay and volunteer will be required to complete safe sport training. So 90-minute course online that will be renewed annually and that will be covered by the district.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yep.
The school is paying for that, right?
The school pays for that, yep. So we've already purchased the training, and then I'm working with Safe Sport on the coordination because I have the code to send to the coaches, but there's another way to do it where it's more of like a dashboard. So like Jeff and I can both have access to see who's actually completed it instead of them having to print it and show us. Like we'll have that access to just see it. So it's already been purchased, but the coordination of it we're working on, which within the next week should be all hashed out and good and ready to go before they have that meeting and get it out to coaches. So, yep. Yes, the athlete training is free. The coaches is $20 per coach, so $25 or whatever it was. So yep.
Any other questions? All right, professional staff handbook changes.
Most of the professional staff handbook changes came as the things that the board has already put into place and approved, like the salary schedule, how much the increases are, and then just some basic changes of wording. So nothing huge. Again, the credit reimbursement, again, the board voted to change that. So now we just had to change it in the handbooks to make it compliant with what we're actually doing.
Questions on that one? All right. Support staff handbook.
Support staff changes. There's a few more changes, but not, again, it's to make sure that everything is in line with what the board has already passed, but then also to line it up with the professional staff handbook. There were some changes in like the wording with immediate family for bereavement leave, and we're just aligning those so that they're the same with the professional staff. Things like that, just different wording for overtime, but not changing the meaning of anything, just changing of some of the words, more grammatical than anything else. Any questions on those?
Questions on those? Transportation handbook.
Transportation's my favorite, because the only change is the year. Every year, the change is the year. What?
Couple phone numbers.
Yeah, phone numbers or names, but not this year for that. We do still have our two contracted bus drivers, and then all the rest of the routes are lamers. But, yep, that's the easiest one. It literally is on the front page, change the school year date, and that's it.
What's going to be the new traffic pattern with the driveway?
Well, that's a good question that I'm planning to, because, so the traffic pattern for buses will be to drop off at the south end of the elementary school where the alley was.
Okay.
And they pull in from Louisa and they pull up at an angle, kind of towards the school, but at an angle, and drop students off who go into the building, and they don't have to back up. They can just turn and go out the parking lot. The problem with that is there is a pole in the way. And so we have worked with Wisconsin Public Service on moving that said pole. We have paid Wisconsin Public Service to move said pole, and we are waiting approximately 8 weeks for that pole to be moved. So we're putting pressure on, hoping to get it done so that it can all be set for the start of school. But if that pole does not get moved, that plan can't be in place. However, the plan of what we have had going on, where the buses pull into the parking lot, drop off the students where they walk in the building, we can do it that way, and we will. But with the construction and what the plan was, is all hindering. They can't they can't pave it, they can't do anything until that pole, and it's really just a support wire pole, it's not even all the, yeah, but they have to move it to over by where the 4K playground is by the bank parking lot. They just have to move it from the alley, it was actually in the grass, but, and move it across there. And we've been, I mean, we're, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks into our 8-week wait, so.
And then the other side is north on Paul Hay.
Yes.
And then
so pick up and drop off will go, the parents have to go north on Hall Hay, past the school, to what will be the new driveway. It will be two lanes going east on that new driveway. Where then they will merge into one and come up Louisa, go south on Louisa for drop off. But they
it will be curbed. There will be no line cutting, right?
Correct. It will. So they have to come off of Louisa into that new driveway. And because there will be a curb between that along Louisa on the new driveway, separating it from the street. So it's not an expansion of the street. It is on our property, and they have to get in line that way. They can't jump over off of Louisa because there will be a curb separating them. So, well, especially in trucks, but that is the pattern. We have also worked with our construction crew is going to help us with the first couple days with directing traffic and stuff. They've promised they'll be in their high-vis stuff and kind of getting them through. Because, I mean, we'll have our staff out there like usual, but it's hard to get extra staff out there. So they've said they're totally good with it. They'll help the first week or so. Yep.
Any other questions? All right, technology acceptable use policy changes.
Nick?
No changes.
No changes.
Phone numbers.
School year.
All right, baseball field irrigation proposals.
The board is asked, as obviously the Buildings and Grounds Committee is recommending, to choose a proposal for the baseball field irrigation. The recommendation was M&M. Irrigation and property management.
Questions on that one?
The background that I did give the committee is that that's part of the 5-year plan with the fund balance. So it's coming up, like we're in our 5-year plan. I will say when the 5-year, and the 5-year plan just keeps extending, like we always add, that 5-year plan, we had estimated the total project around $50,000. It's more like $75,000 for the whole project, but it was done a few years ago, and we know what happens there. So, again, it is part of that overall plan that the board looks at and approves, but the whole project is higher than what we had guessed, what we had hoped, kind of. So,
questions on that one? All right, baseball field improvements proposals.
So that is the landscaping for the outfield, and what it will be is once the irrigation is put in, then a couple inches of topsoil will be added, seeded, and all leveled out. So again, we put out proposals, and you have the tabulation in your board packets. The Buildings and Grounds Committee is recommending Beck's Ornamental and Turf Management for $41,440. Again, that's the other part of that same project that's on the 5-year plan.
Questions? All right. Never mind. L. Food service additional position.
So last month with the discussion on food service where we talked about, and the board made the decision to stay in the CEP program. We talked about the possibility of adding a person at the elementary school to help with packaging up, getting breakfast out the door. So that's the board's discretion if you'd like to add a position there for that, or what you would like to do. I'm bringing it now because with school starting in August, like to get a position posted and someone hired, now's the time.
So what would the hours be?
So the hours, Stacey, do you want to, she kind of had a...
It was a 5-hour position starting at 5:30 in the morning.
To help with the preparation, packaging, getting them out. And then what they do is they put them out, and the students sign up actually the day before if they're going to eat breakfast. but then we have absences, we have, so then they have to take it back in. They, I mean, they are taking temperatures to see what temperature it comes in, to see if they can reuse it or if it has to be tossed, those kinds of things. So 5 hour a day, starting at 5:30, so part-time position.
$25
yep. a week. Yep, so 25 hours a week.
So get the breakfast to the classroom.
Yep, get the breakfast, so help prepare the breakfast, get the breakfast to the classrooms, take them back in, and get that all set so then the lunch staff can work, focus on lunches.
Okay.
Everybody good? All right, item scheduled for action, resignations.
Elementary teacher Sheila Rich has tendered her resignation. There is a liquidation fee based on the timing, so if or whoever wants to make the motion, you don't have to say that the fee should be charged because it is automatic. You only need to include it in the motion if you want to waive it. But just bringing it to the board as it's been discussed in the past, which way?
I'll make a motion to accept Sheila Rich's resignation.
With or without?
If I don't say anything, it's with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I second it. Motion by Lyle, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Two, High School Student Council co-advisor.
Alex Graves has tendered her resignation as a High School Student Council co-advisor.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments. One, part-time elementary secretary.
Well, I do have a name, and I apologize to this person ahead of time. I hope I pronounced their last name correctly. And recommending for approval as a part-time elementary secretary is Alyssa Wenishheimer. Wenishheimer? I don't know.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Two, part-time elementary paraprofessionals.
All right, we have three. So two are special education, one is regular ed. So special education ones are Gail Strandt and Jacqueline Loftus, and the regular education paraprofessional is Kristen Stroney.
Motion by Caitlin.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones are included in your packet and it is recommended for approval. Janet, did you hear that?
I did not.
She asked if the list of volunteers and chaperones can be included in the minutes so that it is seen by anyone asking about minutes.
I can attach it to the minutes.
Attach it to the minutes.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Motion by Caitlin.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, elementary school student handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve elementary school student handbook changes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, middle high school student handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve the middle high school student handbook changes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, high school extracurricular and activities code changes.
The board is asked to approve the high school extracurricular activities code changes.
Motion by Caitlin.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, middle school extracurricular activities code changes.
Board is asked to approve the middle school extracurricular activities code changes.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, 2025-2026 coaches handbook.
Board is asked to approve the coaches handbook as presented earlier in the meeting.
Motion by
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kim? Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, professional staff handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve this professional staff handbook changes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle. Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, support staff handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve support staff handbook changes.
Motion by Caitlin.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. J, transportation handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve changes to the transportation handbook, as heavy as they were.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Technology acceptable use policy changes.
The board is asked to approve the changes to the acceptable use policy.
That big date change?
Yep, that big date change.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. L, baseball field irrigation proposals.
The board is asked to choose a proposal for the baseball field irrigation.
I make a motion to approve MM irrigation for $24,600.
Motion by Kim.
Sorry.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. M, baseball field improvement proposals.
The board is asked to choose a proposal for the baseball field improvement landscaping.
I'll make a motion to accept Beck's ornamental and turf management for $41,440.
Motion by Lyle.
Sorry.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. N, food service additional position.
The board can take any action it would like on the food service additional position.
I make a motion that we hire an additional food service part-time person.
25 hours a week?
25 hours a week, yeah.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Caitlin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. O, builder's risk insurance policy addition.
So the board is asked to approve the builder's risk insurance policy addition. So what it is literally an addition to our insurance policy because we're doing the construction project. So it's with the same company that we go through for our other building insurance, and it's just an add-on. This policy was not ready last month when we did the rest of the updates. We need to get it out there, obviously, because we're starting that referendum project.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. P, 2025-2026 resolution to accept federal funding. Now therefore, be it resolved on this 16th day of July 2025 that the Board of Education of the School District of Kravitz, Wisconsin shall be authorized to receive federal funds for Carl Perkins Title I, II, III, and IV Early Childhood Program, Special Education Flow-Through, and School Food Service Funds for the 2025-2026 school year. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kim. Second. Seconded by Caitlin. Roll call, Chris.
Grandoff.
Yes.
Gracie, absent. Cherry.
Yes.
Heidi Weld, yes. Hanson.
Yes.
Deshane.
Yes.
Sievert.
Yes.
All right. Q, 2024-2025 seclusion and restraint report.
This is an annual report noting the number of times throughout the year when district staff use seclusion or restraint to handle situations with students who are a danger to themselves or others. A copy of the report is included in your packet. A motion can be made to approve that report.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 2025-2026 Wisconsin State Academic Standards.
Wisconsin Act 55, Section 120.12, Sub 13 requires that the school board annually approve the academic standards that the district will adopt. A copy of the notice, which will be put on the district website, is included in your packet.
Motion by Caitlin.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 11, recess to executive closed session as per Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance of evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. 2024-2025 extracurricular coaches, advisors evaluations, athletic director evaluation, and district administrator evaluations. Any motion?
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lyle.
Grandaugh.
Yes.
Gracie's absent. Cherry.
Yes.
Heidi Wald. Yes. Hanson.
Yes.
DeShane.
Yes.
Siebert.
Yes.
All right. We are in closed session. Motion by Kim, seconded by Chris, to return to open session at 8:16 p.m. Action taken in closed session.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the middle, high school, extracurricular, and sports coaches list and to move the administrator's evaluation to next month.
I second.
Motion by Lyle, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I'm abstaining.
So 402?
402. Okay. All right, I need a motion to adjourn. Motion by Corey.
I'll second.
Second by Kim.
He's going to become.
Aye. Opposed? Extensions. Motion carried. We're adjourned at 8:17.